This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we're going to be joined by Cap Morgan in just a moment to do Freshman Friday Part 2. Just an enjoyable time of the week. Maybe she thinks we're mooching off of her youthful millennial energy, but I love that she brings the man and the woman on the street interactions, and how does it play into, you know, how do we put all of this information that we've been talking about for a lot of years here into practical use, you know, and it just leapfrogs some of the things where we unfortunately make assumptions. People already know this because we've been here a long time, Super Don.
Yeah, we've been here for a while. And, you know, these questions that we address, I like you, love having these segments because we can get so lost into, you know, what's going on in the news and these, you know, studies and all that kind of stuff that, you know, we don't really think about these common, just everyday, scenarios and questions and stuff that are important to answer.
Yes.
And in this one in particular, I think this is really cool because I think a lot of people run into situations like Morgan's talking about where, you know, they've got a friend who doesn't think the same way, believe the same way, and so when they look at what a lot of people call orthorexic, right? We've covered this before, where they've actually taken people who are concerned about the how clean their food is, that want to avoid things like pesticides and herbicides and GMOs, and they've put them in a little box and made it like a mental disorder. You know, that if you think that way and you eat that way, that you have a mental problem and that you are antisocial and you can't play well with others because while somebody's eating macaroni and cheese out of a box, you know, from Safeway, that, you know, you don't like that person, that you don't want to be around that person, that you can't interact with that person. And that's so far from the truth.
By the way, Mr. Mom here, I've had to be Mr. Mom this week for a number of reasons. And I had to break open a package of organic mac and cheese for the kids yesterday. Because, I mean, I'm not used to, I'll be honest, I'm not a super mom like a super
mom. But that is so elitist.
Right.
That is so, why would you buy organic?
It didn't have food coloring in it or anything.
Morgan, let me ask you something. We kind of left off last hour. You said this is a friend of yours, and I'm assuming then this is a friend who does not eat organic, does not shop at Whole Foods, does not worry really about the quality or the cleanliness of the food that they eat, correct?
Well, here's what's interesting. This is a friend that recently has come into our lives and has actually been staying with us for a while, so we've been making him eat, him eat a lot of our organic food and supplements and things like that, and he loves it when he eats it, but he feels it's out of his budget.
Okay.
So
now
label themselves like, oh, I'm poor, we don't have a lot of money. Even people who, like, by other country standards have a lot of money, in their minds they're like, oh no, we're poor, we're on a budget.
That's a trap.
Can't afford that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, well, and so let me ask some. This person that you're talking about, is this a person that, say, is coming from a personal situation where money has been, say, you know, an issue? And where I'm going with this is I could understand where, you know, if you take somebody who is, let's say they don't have a lot of money, okay? And so the idea of spending $10 on something to eat versus $5 on something to eat
mm-hmm.
is a really big deal. It's right. like it's like a value system that is something right. that they've become used to. And so coming from that perspective, I mm-hmm. totally understand that, where if somebody has had to live on, let's say, like a fixed budget or something like that, that they could look at somebody who would spend that extra money, and just based on the dollar amount
they make
that
a
they're
judgment
spending,
based on
would
that.
Make a judgment
yeah.
on
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I could totally see that.
Well, and I can see that too, especially for like a season of life, right? Because we all go through a season where money gets tight, whether you're used to making a lot or you're used to making
sure.
a little. There are seasons where it's tighter and other seasons where it's not. But I guess my thing is, again, we live in the freest country in the world, whether it's getting less free or not. I know Robert has a thing or two to say about, but mm-hmm. I think that there's always room to change your situation or to change your
yes.
Lifestyle around, again, depending on your priorities, you know, and can you pick up a little extra income here and there? Can you find a way to cut down? And one of the things I've actually been learning to do is to really, even if you're buying organic, how do you just keep your meals really simple? Because if you're used to, I know some women my age who spend like hours cooking dinner. Like, I don't understand it, because that's never me. And there's like multiple pans and pots involved
yeah.
and like five steps to make the asparagus taste a certain way. I'm like, hey, listen, like, it comes out of the bag, I wash it, and it goes on my husband's plate, and he's a happy camper. Like,
but
we throw a little dressing on it, and we're good to go.
Cap,
so.
This is where, like, you can't judge a book by its cover, because if people see you on Facebook and Instagram and how gorgeous you look and these exotic, I mean, you've got this air of, oh, my gosh, if you're going to eat with Cap Morgan, you're going to be like a 12-course meal, and it's amazing how, again, perception becomes reality for folks too. And I guess the perception from someone like Super Don's mentioning that if you've been poor or are poor at this time, or you perceive it and you go, oh my gosh, $10 versus $5 is huge. You're going to view the world that way. And so you might think, how come you're wasting that money? How can you, that precious resource, you would spend more on that? And our particular perspective is, have you priced cancer lately? Is one way to look at this. But, you know, recognizing that we value food in a different way. We don't look at it as a commodity that needs to be the cheapest. It's great if it's less money, don't get me wrong. But the idea is that if it's more and if I have a choice, it's that important, it's that valuable to me that I will, quote unquote, sacrifice something else in order to get the best, the cleanest, right? The thing that will support me, because, you know, I've suffered in my lifetime that it matters enough. And if you don't make the connection between those choices and your health, you're likely going to be, or you're less likely to say, I'm going to throw out a few extra Federal Reserve notes for something that's organic.
Right. And you know, what's interesting is I noticed our budget was getting tighter when we started going out to the movies more, let's say, or taking longer road trips on the weekend. And it's like, that stuff is fun, but if it starts to affect how much we can spend on food that we like, can we find less expensive ways to do that other stuff, or maybe
right.
do it a little bit less? And again, if you kind of do one or two good grocery shopping trips a month and you kind of find the thing, I will say, for those of you who live near a Publix has like 2 for $7 packets of organic rice and quinoa that you cook up on the stove in like 2 minutes, and then you add like chopped up cucumber and some feta cheese, and before you know it, you have this like Mediterranean salad that's super filling, and you can put it over hummus or on lettuce, and it's like all of that. So I've been making that for like 2 weeks straight, and my husband loves it. Everybody in the house eats it, and it's not expensive, but again, it's you have to think about it. You have to do a little mental shifting. You have to spend a little time on Pinterest. Nothing good comes quickly or easily, right? You got to work for it.
Yeah, and then, of course, it feels easy and natural over time. Dr. Bitar would often say,
right.
once difficult, now easy. You know, the hardest thing is to shift your consciousness, right? I find it easier to fast physically than to fast mentally. right? If you choose one day a week, which is awesome, it can be a real spiritual event for you to discipline yourself to say, you know what, today, one day of the week, maybe it's a Friday, and you go, I'm not going to eat any solid food. If I need to, I'll drink water or my juice a little, but I'm going to change it up a little bit and discipline myself. But some people have a hard time because physically they're deficient in chromium, things like that. And I say, all right, well, try to fast mentally. What is that? Well, if you're a Christian, try to keep your whole day on Jesus, for instance, because that would be an uplifting, loving thought in an image. And you'll find how hard that is relative to not eating. You know, discipline the mind is much more difficult than to discipline the body. And I know they're all related, but we talk about making changes. If you value something enough, you will do the work to get there. And then one day you'll find out, wow, this isn't as hard as I thought it was.
Now, I don't want to be the devil's advocate here, especially since I do love Jesus and not the devil. But are you advocating that the fasting could also help with the food budget? Like if you just stop eating a couple days a week, then, you know, the grocery bill goes down, right?
Well, it wasn't a thought when I brought it up. But now that you mention it, you know, if people do
Robert's
have that.
Like, you can't afford organic food, just don't eat.
Well, fasting one day out of the week, I mean, unless you're in a very serious medical issue, and sometimes that can be benefited by fasting, so, you know, pay attention to your needs. But, yeah, that can be a way that you can strategically say, you know what, I'm going to do this spiritual discipline of fasting, but it's also going to bottom line benefit my pocketbook, right? So I hadn't thought of it that way, but go ahead, why not?
All right, there you have it. Multiple solutions to the same problem. We serve everyone here.
How cool is that? By the way, I just wanted to say, Super Don last week mentioned that he fed CBD to his little doggy that was having seizures. Earlier today, you know, I took some of the plus CBD oil, the super concentrate, and it's kind of oily, so I have a dropper of it, and I squirted it in my mouth, put the dropper back, and I noticed that some of the oil was around where you screw top it back in. It got on my fingers, and as I was going to pet the cat went for my fingers and just started licking it up like it was catnip. And she doesn't have seizures, but she can be a little high strung, and she was chilled. So another discovery about the wonders of the Plus CBD oil, thanks to our friends at CV Sciences. Go check it out, pluscbdoil.com. RSB15 will get you 15% off, and for your cats and dogs, too. How cool is that?
I like it. I get my little puppy CBD oil.
Yeah, so that was an inadvertent experiment that I had no idea, and she loved it. So, guys and gals, there's so much more we can do with the things that of creation, and that's what we're here to support, and we're here to bring the power to heal back to you. Now, remember, in the show notes, thanks to Cap Morgan, go to robertscottbell.com. You can download, in fact, a lot of the archives that are available there, as well as update us on where we're, or update yourself on where we're going to be, and their upcoming events I don't have time to mention right now, but check it out. We got John Rappaport waiting in the wings. It's going to be an awesome rest of the show. Thanks, Cap Morgan. Great Freshman Friday.
Thanks for having me, guys.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We got a big news alert, big news alert. If you thought Kim Jong-un was big and scary, you don't know nothing. In fact, the biggest danger to an entire continent of people, it's known as Australia, is this sweetheart, our friend Polly Tommy. And here to report on the dangerous Polly Tommy, producer of the film Vax, and why she got banned from Australia, it's Sean Rappaport from No More Fake News.
Hey, Robert. Good to be here. Yeah, it's a big story. And it's getting lots of play in the independent press in Australia and the mainstream press. They are chirping away.
In your little article, it's not little, it's really part two here, you talk about what is going on in the lies that are happening from the mainstream media out in Australia and here. I come back to the absurd opening here with you today. I'm thinking, Polly Tommy, I know her personally. We've had her on the show many times. There's actually, I put a picture of her with me from a screening of Vaxxed in Orlando from a year or plus ago to say, does this woman look dangerous to you? What did she do? And what are they saying she did versus what really happened?
Okay, so she brought the film Vaxxed to Australia to take it on a tour and to screen it in theaters and have Q&A sessions afterwards, just like they've been doing in America and all over the place, right? And I'm sure your listeners are familiar with the film, but in a nutshell, it exposes gigantic scientific fraud at the CDC relating to the MMR vaccine, measles, mumps, rubella. Mm-hmm. An insider, William Thompson, long-term researcher at the CDC, confessed publicly on his lawyer's website in 2014 that he and colleagues had cooked and twisted and distorted and omitted data in the study of that vaccine, which enabled them to say falsely that the vaccine had no relation to autism when in fact it did. And he went so far as to say eventually that he and his colleagues sat in a room at the CDC with a big garbage can, literally, and threw out sheets of data that would have indicted the MMR vaccine as having a connection to autism. That's the film. That's what it's about. It's very, very explosive.
Well, and you say just the facts, ma'am. You're going right there and saying, you know, this is what the film does. Of course, as the media has been reporting around the United States, but even more so now in Australia, it's a complete anti-vaccination film. It's filled with lies. There's no, you know, it's a conspiracy theory. Everything that they can throw at it to try and discredit it. Of course, as we've seen in more recent times, the more they do that, the more it backfires and the more people become aware of the scandals and the scams behind the promotion of a vaccines as sacrament in the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism.
Exactly, and that's what happened in Australia, and Polly mentions that. She says, we were getting tiny audiences in Australia until the press started screaming at us and warning people not to see the movie, and then there were lines around the block, right? So the press is now saying that she lied on her visa application when she went into Australia, as if she were saying that she was there for a vacation or whatever, when really she was there for business. Okay. On her way out of the country to go to New Zealand, she is brought in by Customs and Immigration. They take her cell phone. They look at all the data. They look at other things that she's got, and they ask her questions about the film and so on and so forth. And they say, okay, you're cleared to fly, but your visa is canceled and don't come back. And she says that means she's banned from the country for 3 years and probably forever. Okay, so the mainstream press in Australia is trying to make it seem as if the reason that they kicked her out and banned her and canceled her visa is because she lied about her intention of coming into the country. So I got the actual government documents that describe exactly why she was her visa was canceled. And that document, one of them, admits that she said right away when she came into the country, she was there for business, not pleasure, not vacation. So that charge by the press is totally false, made up, cooked.
Well, John, let's dig a little deeper. We got to take a break here. John Rappaport, our guest this hour, no more fake news. And, of course, the issue of Polly Tommy. This is now the second woman who has been banned from Australia for having views that are outside of that Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. Could this be a case of institutionalized sexism? Oh my gosh, did I say that? Yes, I did.
The Robert Scott Bell.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I raise the ire of the ugly face of sexism in the banning of Polly Tommy from Australia, because this is not the first time this has happened. In fact, before she even got to go on vacation, the mere thought of having Dr. Sherry Tenpenny come to Australia a couple of years ago caused the Australian government to block her visa visit to Australia on vacation because of what they know she perceives and believes as a medical physician on the issue of vaccination. So two women are banned. Where are the feminists? Where is the outrage?
Actually, it's three.
Oops.
Because Polly's colleague, Susan Humphreys.
Oh, Dr. Humphreys, too?
Was also, put in the same situation. And as Polly says, when she went through Immigration and Customs to leave the country, her assistant, I think a tech guy.
Anu.
Yeah, Anu.
Yeah.
He was let right through.
And he wasn't banned?
And he wasn't banned, and nobody talked to him. They just waved him through. But she was the one, Polly, who was stopped. So it's Polly, Sherry Tenpenny, and Suzanne Humphreys. So that's three.
That's
three women.
Massive sexism here. Of course, the man was not banned. And, of course, it's vaxism as well, too, because if you have a belief that is different from the, official church dogma on this. I look back historically. You know, all the things that a country or a nation can feel threatened by. I mean, does this go to, what Ron Paul had said, in quoting others as well, an idea whose time has come can be stopped by no standing army. The idea that vaccines might not be sacrosanct, safe, effective, etc., is so threatening to, dogma of a lot, big money in terms of corporations as they have controlled and owned a number of countries' regulatory agencies at this point. Is that the reason? Because, look at Sherry Tenpenny, look at Suzanne Humphreys, look at Polly Tommy. They're not threatening as human beings. They're beautiful, wonderful souls, just concerned and passionate over the health of children.
Exactly. Well, you're absolutely right, and I can prove it, because in these documents, from Customs and Immigration that banned Polly, they do give the reasons, the evidence, supposed evidence for canceling her visa. And the first thing is she is a well-known anti-vaccine activist from the United States of America. That's point number one as to why they're banning her. And point two, which is completely insane, is that her activities in the country could upset the order and cause, and this is almost a direct quote, cause an adverse reaction to certain members of the Australian community. What does that mean? Like which members?
Which members?
The CEOs of vaccine manufacturers? Three drunks in a bar? Who knows what,
Yeah.
There is an obsession to maintain order on the part of the government, not to make waves, not to make ripples, especially on the issue of vaccination, and to just the citizens must keep their mouth shut, look straight ahead, and accept everything that they're told by the press and the medical bureaucrats and so forth and so on. So they look at her as a threat to the established order, and on that basis, with this very weird language that I just went over, they banned her. They don't want, forget the issue for a moment of whether vaccines are safe and effective or dangerous and ineffective. They don't want any conversation about this issue. That's the thing. They don't want any free speech on this issue. That's the thing. They don't believe that free speech should be extended to this particular issue. They don't want debate. They don't want people actually engaging in conversation and discussion at a professional level, at a governmental level, at a public level, at citizen level, at any level. They don't want any of this. And the story is now blowing up in Australia with mainstream coverage, independent media coverage. The truth is being exposed on many levels here. The one ominous thing that Polly said afterwards was, she said, the people of Australia, whom she loves and thinks are great, are petrified that if they speak out openly about their views on vaccination, that their children can be taken by Child Protective Services. They are petrified about that. Now we're looking at the full face of fascism in Australia.
Well, and guess what, folks? Australia gave up their right to keep and bear arms, if they ever had it, over a disastrous, another one of those mass shootings we've talked about here in the United States as well. And, you know, so how do they fight back at this point? Now, I'm not saying take arms. And in fact, Polly Tommy was not there inciting violence, saying you must, take hostages or do anything of a violent nature. She simply spoke of and heard stories from parents who have injured children due to vaccination. And
she also said, by the way, this I thought was very interesting. She said the real attacks on us started coming when we decided to shift our focus for the moment, which I thought was brilliant, and we started interviewing parents of unvaccinated children who grew up very healthy without any vaccines. She said at that point the attacks really escalated.
Well, that is the rub, because now you bring reality to the things that they try to claim are not possible. You know, that kids who are not vaccinated could be alive, much less healthy. And suddenly people look around and go, wait a second, that kind of busts up my worldview. And now you have to live with the cognitive dissonance, take a lot of drugs, or maybe you wake up. And at that point, we've seen so many are waking up from hearing the stories of those who are injured. But the next phase, interview the parents of the children who have not been vaccinated, like my own children who have not been vaccinated, two of them, and have been raised very healthily and have not been, you know, dealing with chronic diseases like I did as a child growing up as the canary in the coal mine of my generation, having been vaccinated and antibiotic by the, you know, the drug industry, the church, as you coined the phrase originally, biological mysticism. So we have an absolutely stunning thing, and they learn nothing. The opposition to these viewpoints that we discussed, John, they've learned nothing from the banning of the Vax film from the Tribeca Film Festival. Because if they had, they would have maintained radio silence, TV silence, let them come and go, and the few people who knew about it already would know about it, maybe one or two others. Now the entire nation probably having this discussion. And folks, those of you listening in Australia, remember, your country, if I'm historically accurate here, started as a penal colony. They dumped off a bunch of criminals, and you're still living in prison based on their limitations or actions against your right to freedom of speech here, to hear these alternative viewpoints and experiences.
There comes a point of critical mass, let's say, in a country like Australia. Let's not forget, Australia is roughly the land mass size of the U.S., but it only has roughly 24 million people in it. So when a story breaks, a big story, everybody gets to know about it there. So we are approaching a critical mass where if enough people in Australia do have the courage to speak out and to make their truth known, what happened to their vaccinated kids, the horrific stories, how healthy they raised their unvaccinated kids, people are going to start to change their minds in many, many cases. And this is going to spread. The truth is going to become known. And so there is a tipping point coming up here. And I know for a fact, because I've been in touch with people from Australia, that multiple versions of what Robert and I are discussing here, I mean, just different stories amounting to the same thing, told and written by different people, are now circulating in Australia about what happened to Polly, about the film Vaxxed, about vaccinations, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll have to see how far this goes, but it's not going to take that many people in Australia willing to stand up and speak the truth for this to take a quantum leap and begin to just take hold.
Well, and you're so right. Here in the United States, where we originate our broadcast most of the time, at 300 million people, a lot of stuff can pass by most people. in a nation of, you said, about 24 million in Australia, even though it's a huge continent relative to the amount of people, the fact is that news travels a lot easier in those smaller communities, and there's not a lot you can hide. So we are grateful for every attack that is made on us, on Polly, on Vaxxed, and, you know, on Andy Wakefield now, all of the folks that are standing up, Del Bigtree and others, because it is raising uncomfortable discussions that they don't want us to have, you to have, particularly those of you listening in Australia. And, you know, congratulations to the Aussies that are not wussified and that are speaking out. And I think as one more and one more and one more does, more strength, more courage will come into your blood down there again. And you'll recognize, you know what, if we're going to protect our kids, it's not going to be done by politicians who are owned by drug and vaccine manufacturers.
Indeed. That's the connection that more and more people are going to make because it's so obvious. You know, who are the people that are standing behind the people behind the people? They are the drug dealers, the pharmaceutical companies, the vaccine manufacturers, who are quaking in their boots because they know that this movement that we're talking about is spreading worldwide. And that more and more people are waking up, and regardless of what mainstream media accuses us of, and attacks and so forth and so on, it's becoming weaker and dimmer, and fewer and fewer people are believing it because the attacks don't have any reason behind them. It's not like, let's have a debate. No, you're not hearing that. You're not hearing that. As in so many other areas of official science, it's just a matter of, quote, experts trying to shout down the people. And it's not working like it used to work anymore.
No, it's not. But it's working right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with John Rappaport from NoMoreFakeNews.com. We've got his articles published here in the notes. You can link to them as well. And we're going to wrap it up with John taking us through to the weekend and say, hey, where do we go from here? And more. Stick with us. A lot to do and a little bit time left.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call Incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes, or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Scott Bell Show.
John, I must say, I was very impressed yesterday. You hosted the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, and I'm grateful to you because you did a video, too. And you're actually strengthening Super Don's viewpoint about, because we did our first live video feed, you know, what they call it, a simulcast of our show yesterday. And you have this, you know, homesy, folksy kind of backdrop. You're in your office, your studio. I'm like, that's what I got. I'm like, now I am validated. Thank you, John.
Yeah, I don't have any expensive backdrops and shifting scenery and so forth. It's pretty stark. Here it is, and it works.
It works. Although, listen, I have not got the manly beard thing down. You have just got it in spades, man.
Right. Yeah. It started as an aversion and laziness to shaving. That's where it all came from.
You know what? I got that too, but I still don't got that other part. If I don't shave, it just is scraggly and scary.
I'd like to see it. I want to see that.
No, you don't. But maybe. You know what? The thing is, though, if we move toward a green screen backdrop, you know, we might have to do that in tandem just in case we want to step it up. But Super Don says, don't hurry. You guys are doing great. So I'll go with that for now. So we got, you know, the freedom of speech issue. Again, we push it for all that it's worth. And, of course, that freedom of speech concept, no matter what country you live in, it doesn't come from government. The whole idea is, and our founders in America knew that these were rights given to us by virtue of our birth, by that which created us. And, of course, people perceive that government created them by their behavior. And I get that in other countries where they don't have that concept of sovereignty resting with the people. They have the king, the queen, the government. But still, there are people all over planet Earth, souls and bodies, that are yearning for the level of freedom that we preach, if you will, to some degree in America. Maybe we don't live up to it all of the time. But I think the Aussies are a tough bunch, and I don't think they're going to put up with this, even though there are a lot of skeptic, materialistic reductionists in their midst.
Agreed. You know, I would call it, optimistically, I'll say, the 1 in 500 rule, which is for every 500 people who read, let's say, one of these articles in Australia from independent media that actually expose what happened to, in this case, Polytomy and the film Vax and so forth, if one out of every 500 of those people started their own blog and began to link to those stories and write their own and interview mothers of autistic children damaged by vaccines and mothers who raised unvaccinated kids, and the kids turned out to be extremely healthy. If, call it 1 out of 500, call it 1 out of 1,000, then we see how this thing spreads by citizen journalism, by people taking the ball and running with it themselves. Because the more of us there are telling what's really going on, not only is it harder to stop us, but more and more people become aware, and they in turn, a small percentage of them, begin to operate as citizen journalists, and it's unstoppable.
Yeah, and it's happening. I was just trying to think about what the remaining defenders of the faith, if you will, the vaccine faith, because eventually they'll be in the minority. And I think when, you know, if you can reach somebody on a rational, cognitive level that hasn't been too injured or damaged so they can think clearly, at the very least you'll find people say, you know what, I would defend your right not to vaccinate because you would believe in the concept of informed consent and not to use violence against somebody who doesn't want a medical intervention like this. But at a certain point, you know, you're already in a penal colony down there in Australia. Where do you send these folks that are now going to fight against your freedom of speech? Do you put them in Australia, and will the penguins march on them? I don't know where they go next.
Well, I think, you know, they're going to stay where they are. They just have to start speaking up, more of them. I mean, it's not as if it's silent there. There are some great independent media people down there. And they just need more,
yeah,
more people to come to their side and to rebuff the authoritarians who are trying to shut them up.
And will they finally go beyond their sexist ways and ban John Rappaport and Robert Scadell from Australia before we even get there? By the way, I think I meant to say Antarctica. Send them to Antarctica where the penguins will march on them. But folks, we are always grateful for John, you know, when we can get him on here. And my goodness, check out his articles at No More Fake News. We also publish them here at robertscottbell.com. We're heading into the weekend, and we may have a gastroenterologist, an honest-to-goodness medical doctor gastroenterologist who has defected from collectivist mindset, reductionist, poison every intestinal system that moves. And that's going to be coming up this Sunday, so look out for that. John, thanks for being here. I appreciate you so very much.
Thank you, Robert. Ditto from me.
Remember, folks, it's the God's honest truth. Even in Australia, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Listen to what Jeff says about Andro 400.
This product is so much better than even some of the advertisements. It's changed every aspect of my life. That was a 40 waist, and with the Andro 400, I'm down to 36. I'm 54 years old, and people have said to me that I look better than I ever have, and that I look like I'm in my early 40s. Hands down, I'm in the best shape of my life, and I'm telling you, it's the Andro. People immediately notice the burst of energy, my skin, my energy, plus the weight loss, the toning of the body, and the increased strength and endurance that I have in the gym. Where I was and where I am now, night and day. And Andro 400 has made the difference. My customers, my friends, my family, everybody's noticing the difference.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger like Jeff, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.